Yeah, we have a hard time reaching that one. We have to get a cat the ladder.
You ready, Trish?
Yep.
Okay, public here notice is hereby given that the Eureka City Council will hold a public hearing on November 17th, 2025 at 6 p.m. or as soon thereafter as business permits. It will be held at the City Hall, and we can receive public comment at that meeting. So we're going to turn the time over to Scott.
Okay, it was Nick Castleton and Paulette Carpenter who put in a request to exchange road, the Jarvis, what kind of is Jarvis Street. And the current street goes through a garage. Is that correct? Yeah, it goes between, okay. Anyway, it goes. So there it was recommend or suggested that we exchange the road for what the currently is a gravel road that's currently being used as a road and make that exchange so that it's makes more sense. It was presented to the Planning Commission and they all agreed and recommended that we make that exchange.
Is there any public comment? Okay, well, got a few minutes here.
So this will be voted on in the regular council meeting.
Yes.
Okay, and then it will be done before or after the selection of
It will be done.
Be done after.
after. Okay. So this is basically so we don't have the right of way through the garage. Okay. Okay.
The right of way right now will push that one. This is all resolved,
It's if it's green.
Okay.
The road originally went between right next to Carpenter's house. I mean, right next to it. It was within 6 inches of the window. They got a kind of a bay window in their kitchen area, and it was within 6 inches of that and went up to property that I own up behind there. So years ago, they built that garage and they asked me if I could, when I needed to go up there, if I'd go around their garage and go up the other way instead of between their house and their garage. So it's an area that they to walk from their back door to the garage would be walking across the street. It's been 20, 30 years since, in reality, we already moved the road over. But I'm the only one that has any property up there, so it wasn't bothering me. But we decided we better get this done legally so that if, for example, Paulette's older than I am, and when she passes, they want to be able to sell the property. And that would be a big deterrent for selling the property, is if you've got a road running between your garage and your house. And so we just want to trade it so that that becomes the official road. It's the unofficial road already, but we want to make that official instead of the road that goes up between the house and her garage.
Where on the map are we talking about?
The road right next in between the shed and the house was the actual Jarvis Street. They're wanting to move it to the west side of the garage. I can come and show you, or Nick can.
Next to the Wahlbergs, or that shed right there? That says Wahlbergs.
Oh, I own that now. So yeah, the Wahlberg one. So it comes here. Right now it comes, their house is here,
mm-hmm.
and the garage is here, and it technically goes straight up from the lower part of Jarvis. And so they came around here because they owned all this property anyway. So they just said, well, let's go around this way. I can still get, because I've got this piece of property, and this piece of property.
So what part of it exactly are we proposing on transferring, yeah, or vacate it?
We're vacating from
there,
here, up, and get the city coming in this way instead of up this way. So just vacating this between their house and their garage.
I guess the only question I would have in doing that is, does that take away any right-of-way access that the city may have for sewer lines or no. water lines up that street?
No, they can come up this street. The sewer line's over here, water line's over here anyway. So we can go up that street to get to my property.
Big sense. Patricia, can you pull that up on the GIS and see if there are any sewer or water lines in that?
There.
No.
On this side right here? Because they're saying vacate this and just run it through here, correct?
Yeah. Right. This is for, it's actually down here. Her house is down here. This is the road in, running in between her house and this is in garage.
Is this on Church Street?
No. It's you know where Paulette Carpenter lives?
Yes, right here.
Her garage, Appleside.
Yeah.
The one in between her garage and the house is this street.
Okay, I understand. I don't think there is any sewer water there.
Sewer coming down this street here. So you could join in it here or here, either one, to get up there. Wouldn't make any difference.
This is Church Street.
Yeah.
This is where it comes out to Church Street.
Okay.
This actually will give these guys access to get into their property.
Yeah, because these,
I know where you're talking about, that little dirt road that goes up behind those old houses that are up there.
There's no water or sewer up in there already.
Okay, because I noticed there was power, so
power.
I wasn't sure if there was like old meters or anything up in that area, because there's those two empty lots, right, is what we're talking about, the one with people with the little garage thing or whatever, and then the other one that's behind that trailer that
Yeah, the one right behind the trailer, that's mine.
Yeah. Yeah, because I noticed there was like a power thing there, so, but there's no water or sewer up in that zone.
Okay. Yeah, too.
This is a dirt road, and I think there's some piece of property here, right?
That's the street.
And that's your shed.
This is my shed, this is mine, this, not, well, not this.
This is the Walbert's trailer, right?
No. The trailer.
Or who puts his name? Like, out of the trailer. The one that's selling, yeah, that's the one.
That's up here.
I'm not
invited by the tables. What's your name?
I know what you're talking about. The gray one, the one that fell in, and then your property backs up to that one that fell in, right?
Yeah, it's first.
And you've got like the old wood house that's there, the open garage.
There's a house right here, and then the shed back here. This is my path, that I don't know, the garage without a house.
And so they're proposing just cutting it off right here?
No. Right now, this is the road. Then you
Right, everybody's used to that.
But all right, so okay. Let's say
we're just
trying
to make the decision.
Yeah. Plus, we have two other some of those others for all that positions.
And they don't care. They don't care.
Well, the, she's the one who wants this. We have the one that's made those two were so I get this
even out. Get
well, right. So, but she doesn't have a robe in her back door in her garage.
Yeah.
That she owns that property. So she.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of time. So
yeah,
it's much better.
Yeah,
we've agreed to it years and years ago.
I understand. Yeah, there's no sewer there. I don't.
Gonna make that a little. Hope it's not a big deal.
So can we agree to this on?
Put it in the council.
Right, but can we agree that?
I would say in the future, if you have a run water and sewer up there, then that would be your responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because that's a long run for the city to have to bear that weight. So.
Well, it'd be a long run either direction.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit more difficult this way.
Yeah.
It's just with 10 feet apart. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that would work. Next
to these
guys connected here.
Tornado bird.
Yeah. All that connects right there.
So I read your letter. A question, and it's if the two positions were filled by the two existing council members, we'd have two resignations and two more vacant seats. And then you filled this evening half. So we have to wait. Okay, that's all I want. We have three votes. We have one that can't. Right. Okay.
Okay. I just have to go and find it. Yes.
Right.
I told you.
Okay. I have a better one. Yeah, I'm saying that. Okay, that's what's so good. Kind of thing to do with that here. So we could be confronted with, that's right. I understand that, but it also could mean that A would be handled because it'd be at least one that would have to be handled the next month anyway.
Oh, all comments you can write those up.
That's why we don't put it at times on the agenda, because if somebody looks at it and goes, oh, what I'm interested in starts at 7. But well, we've already gone home by 7 and they come in and
right.
You know, it's
okay. I'm just trying to figure out the process. As long as the screen turns off, yeah. Barely forgetting more. All right.
Your wife just passed away?
Yeah.
My condolences.
Thank you.
I just read that. I don't care how much.
Well, we haven't put it out. She's not having a funeral or anything, so there's not much out there. Trisha's got an obituary, just a very short one, I think, for...
I saw it on Facebook, and I know that had to be tough.
It was past time.
Yeah.
She hadn't been out of bed since 1st of August.
Oh, my.
So, there was...
That's hard.
Oh, yeah. Much harder to go through that than it is to pass them.
Yeah.
It's a relief to her. You know, she's in a much better place and not in pain and suffering anymore.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, my dad.
Oh. That's hard. I had that happen as well. That's hard.
I must have messed up. That's a prayer. Yeah, I found so. And then as soon as that.
A week after the funeral and everything, I was walking out of the house and in my car. And I wanted to call my dad. And I realized I couldn't. That's what I hit me. You know, dealt with all the issues.
Yeah.
That was the tough part.
That was telling Scott.
I got my dad's pool stick. I beat it once. To beat my dad at anything, you had to work at it. Then we jump around the house and you don't have to celebrate so much.
We have to close it.
Yeah, but he got to celebrate a whole bunch of times. He didn't have to celebrate. Well, one big time, because
I just beat the kid again. Well, we were good, so good that I ended up being companions with Elinda's uncle of all people, and he was really good. And so we were together, and on our B-days, we would go over to the Institute, and we were so good together as a team that they got mad and called the mission president, and there was a rule out, and we weren't allowed to play pool anymore. So I just told people that's how we supported ourselves on our mission.
Okay, well, I knew it.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay.
It wasn't okay. I mean, we sit there, we watch everybody.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Notice is hereby given that the Eureka City Council will hold work meeting on Monday, November 17th at 2024.